Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to all from your REMC.
A happy holiday from your friends at CKUW 95.9 FM. Wishing you all the best this holiday season and in the new year.
Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. You may be sure both rich and poor are welcome at Santa's door. You don't need a ticket to Santa Claus's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store.
A Christmas tree so high,
it pokes right through the sky.
And Santa will be there to call
Merry Christmas to you all. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. A cheery grin will get you in, so what are you waiting for?
There's a baseball bat for Johnny, a talking doll for Jill, and a mountain high of ice cream pie where everyone eats his fill. There'll be rides on Santa's reindeer with a Christmas time patrol. If you're good, they'll stop at Santa's shop
way up at the old North Pole. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. You may be sure both rich and poor are welcome at Santa's door. You don't need a ticket to Santa Claus's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store.
So high,
it pokes right through the sky,
and Santa will be there to call
Merry Christmas to you all. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. A cheery grin will get you in at Santa's. Merry Christmas party.
Yeah. gonna put some glue round the Christmas tree so Santa Claus will stick around all year. I'll spread it on the floor, the windows and the door. I'll catch him like a fly, and I'll have him for Easter and the 4th of July. And every day will be Christmas Day, with choo-choo trains and rocket ships to steer. I'll make it all come true with just a little glue, and Santa Claus will stick around all year. Some glue round the Christmas tree so Santa Claus will stick around all year. I'll spread it on the floor, the windows and the door. I'll catch him like a fly, and I'll have him for Easter and the 4th of July. And every day will be Christmas Day, with choo-choo trains and rocket ships to steer. I'll make it all come true with just a little glue, and Santa Claus will stick around all year. This
time every year, the kids ask me, what is a Santa Claus? And I kind of smile, and I remember when I was their age, and the wonderment and excitement that was Santa Claus comes back to me. This magical, mystical creature who once a year brings so much happiness to so many people is with us again. And I remember. I remember what my mother used to tell me when I asked her about Santa Claus. She'd sit down and lift me to her lap and say, son, Santa Claus is many things. He's a world traveler, a toy inventor, a diplomat, and he has the biggest and best delivery system ever devised. He's a genius and can pack more sleds, bicycles, and dolls, and candy, and blocks, and toy cars, and airplanes into one bag than anyone else. And he can even get a supersonic robot who will play with a little boy in there, too. He receives more mail than the president, makes more trips than the Secretary of State, and gives your daddy more funny neckties than he knows what to do with. He's seen everywhere, standing on street corners, in department stores, on billboards, and some even say they've seen him high in the sky in his sleigh. Santa Claus loves little children and animals and has 7 wonderful reindeer that go with him every year when he makes his visits around the world. He has more friends and more helpers than anyone else on earth. And he loves the cold weather so much that he lives at the North Pole. Best of all, he doesn't ask much for his services, just that all little girls and boys be good and fair and grow up that way to make the world a better place and Santa's job a little easier. And so when the children ask me, what is a Santa Claus, I tell them what my mother told me, and it makes them happy. And I think when my mother told me, it made her very, very happy, too.
Is it our imagination, or is the city more peaceful than usual? Is it our imagination? Is it our imagination? Is it our imagination, or is the city more peaceful than usual?
The most desolate, forbidding landscape on the face of the earth. But that has not stopped men from wanting control over that vast flow of snow and ice. But only one man has succeeded in setting up a comfortable home and a thriving business.
Come on, fellows, let's get back to work.
Not until we discuss a change in the working conditions.
Curio, since when do you speak for the others?
I'm the foreman. We demand a higher salary and better hours.
We can discuss that after Christmas. We only have 6 days left until delivery Christmas Eve.
That old routine won't work anymore, Santa Claus. We have to earn a decent living. No pay increase, no work.
Then I will hire other elves to finish the toys.
No, Santa, you won't do that either.
And just who is going to stop me?
I will.
Stop this craziness! You're destroying my toys! Who is this madman?
I am Rabbit, and I am here to make sure no one crosses the picket line.
In Washington, at the headquarters of the OSI, Office of Scientific Intelligence, Steve Austin is conferring with Oscar Goldman.
Oscar, what is so important that I have to interrupt my Christmas vacation?
I'm sorry, Steve, but we have a very serious situation on our hands.
And, of course, only I can handle it.
You should be flattered, Steve. You're my best agent.
I would trade that honor for some time off during the Christmas holidays.
Steve, I received a call from the National Weather Service early this morning.
I didn't know they were part of the Defense Intelligence System.
They most certainly are. We need them for satellite reports, weather forecasts for the Air Force.
I get the idea, Oscar. What's the problem?
The polar ice cap at the North Pole.
Don't keep me in suspense, Oscar.
It's melting, Steve.
You can't be serious. The North Pole melting?
According to my calculations, the temperature under the ice is rising at the rate of 1 degree per hour.
How much time does that leave us?
If the rate of thaw continues at its present speed, the entire northern hemisphere could be under 2 feet of water by Christmas Day.
That's only 5 days from now.
Steve, you must get up to the polar region immediately. You can function without worrying about the weather conditions.
Are there any leads, Oscar?
Just this. We've discovered certain areas are giving off artificial heat. We've been able to pinpoint some of the generating points from our satellite sensors. I suggest we try those areas first.
What do you mean, we, Oscar?
I'm going with you.
Later that morning, on an Air Force jet streaking north to the polar ice cap.
Oscar, do you have any idea who might want to melt the ice cap?
No, I don't. I checked with the Defense Department before we left. There are no reports of enemy action in this sector.
What did the computer show?
We drew a blank there, too. Red light. We're almost at the jump site.
Jump site?
Steve, you're a pilot. You know we can't land on the ice.
Oscar, you didn't tell me about this.
It's too late to argue about it now. There's the green light. See you on the ground. Don't get your feet wet.
After landing on the cold Arctic surface, Steve and Oscar unload the gear they need to find the heat source.
Let me handle the heavy stuff, Oscar.
You never cease to amaze me, Steve.
We, too, are impressed by your great strength. No, do not move. You are covered.
Who are you?
That is none of your business.
If you're going to point that machine gun at me, I would say it's my business. Oscar, I think we can rush this guy.
Careful, Steve. He may be trigger-happy.
No talking! You are to only answer my questions.
My friend and I are here on a natural history expedition for the National Scientific Guild.
Enough of this nonsense! You are spies! Scientists do not parachute out of U.S. Air Force planes! What is your mission here?
We came to see Santa Claus. He's right behind you.
Where?
Now, Oscar.
After landing on the Arctic terrain, Steve and Oscar were accosted by the enemy agent Remmert at gunpoint, captured and locked up in an old warehouse.
Is the wound serious, Oscar?
I don't think so, Steve. Looks like a scratch. Where are we?
It's a warehouse of some sort.
Look at these boxes. Why, they're loaded with toys.
Oscar, you don't think... Hey, who's that?
Well, I'll be. No, he doesn't really exist.
Who doesn't exist? A fat man with a white beard?
Who are you?
What is the world coming to? Is TV destroying everything? I repeat, I am a fat old man. I have a white beard and a warehouse full of toys. And this is the North Pole.
Oscar, there is a Santa Claus.
They'll never believe this in Washington.
They'll believe anything in Washington, Mr. Goldman and Mr. Austin. Colonel Austin.
How do you know who we are?
From up here, I can see everything. Could we strike a deal in some bionic man dolls? I think it would really help business.
Maybe later, but first tell us what's going on here.
It started out as a labor problem. My workers...
You mean there are elves, too?
Sure, I can't afford full-sized people. They eat too much.
Go on.
Curio, my foreman, organized a strike and called in this gun-toting terrorist, Remmert, to be his enforcer. And they locked me up in here.
But why is he trying to melt the ice cap?
To put the heat on. If he floods out my warehouses by Christmas, I won't be able to deliver any of these toys.
Not to mention what he could do to the entire world.
We'd better hurry. There are only 2 days left until Christmas.
Locked in Santa's warehouse, Steve and Oscar have to figure out a plan to return Santa to control of his toy manufacturing colony. First, they must disarm the terrorist, Remmert.
Getting Remmert's gun shouldn't be too difficult, but we have to help Santa get his elves back to work.
I don't know how to do it.
You might give in to some of their demands.
Never!
Why not? Haven't they worked faithfully for you?
Yes, but this last act was unforgivable.
I'll agree they went overboard, but give them a chance.
In 48 hours, my group will control the world. Major cities will be underwater, and you will all be dead.
Pretty sure of yourself.
I have planned this operation very carefully. Those stupid elves provided the perfect cover. They, too, will soon be prisoners.
Oh, no, we won't. Don't move.
Where did you come from?
I suspected you all along, traitor. I'm sorry, Santa. I should have trusted your judgment. Drop your weapon, Remmert. I have an L5 laser pistol in my hand.
You won't take me!
It's all over, Remmert. You're coming back to the United States to face trial.
First, he's going to tell us where the heat generators are located.
Never!
Let me handle this, Colonel.
He's all yours.
As I was saying, Remmert, before the little skirmish which just took place, this is an L5 automatic laser pistol. It will cut you in half in a matter of seconds. This is your last chance to talk.
I'll tell! I'll tell!
Later, after all the heat generators have been cleared and Oscar has seen that the temperature is falling back to normal, he and Steve prepare to leave with their prisoner.
I don't know how to thank you, gentlemen.
Well, I hate to ask for anything, but I'm sure my office would like to analyze that automatic laser pistol.
Of course. And we will give one to Colonel Austin so he will have something to play with.
You mean it's a toy?
One of my best.
Something is happening to the children of Mars.
Well, I suggest you practice doing your work. Where's Lady Moma?
Oh, she went to the food pill center to get some new food pills. The children haven't been eating well. No appetite at all.
Well, it's no wonder. They sit in front of the video set all day watching those ridiculous Earth programs. It confuses them. Where are they?
Oh, in there watching Earth programs.
Hey, Santa, what have we here?
These are new dolls. Now, this little doll walks, talks, cries, and she even sings.
Almost like a real, live little girl.
That she is, sir. That she is.
All she needs
is tender, loving care.
Mama, what
What is it, doll?
I don't know, Grandma. What is tender loving care?
I don't know either.
Grandma, Grandma, I told you not to watch those silly Earth programs. Now go to sleep.
Must we go to sleep now, Father? I want to see Santa Claus some more. I want to see more toys.
No, go to sleep.
I have to go, Patty.
Pills. I hope the children will eat these. We have hamburger, buttered asparagus, mashed potatoes, and a special treat for them, chocolate layer cake pills.
Moma, I'm worried about our children.
So am I. They've hardly eaten a thing in 3 days.
It goes deeper than that. They're behaving strangely. They appear in trouble. They don't care to sleep. I had to use the sleep spray on them again. I mentioned this to my council chiefs today, and I learned it's the same with children all around the planet in every district. Something is happening to the children of Mars.
Make no bones about it.
Now tell me, what does this mean?
Not exactly a Christmas song, but I guess it fits the occasion.
Now let's all of us shut up and sing.
He knows when you are sleeping.
He knows when you're on the can.
He'll hunt you down and blast your ass from here to Pakistan.
Oh.
You better not breathe. You better not move.
You're better off dead, I'm telling you, dude.
Santa Claus is gunning you down.
He knows when you're on the can.
He'll hunt you down and blast your ass from here to Pakistan.
Oh. You better not breathe, you better not move.
You're better off dead, I'm telling you, dude.
Santa Claus is gunning you down.
He knows when you are sleeping.
He knows when you're on the can.
He'll hunt you down.
In his pressurized suit with a fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the Space Age Santa, Space Age Santa Claus. With the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the Space Age Santa, Space Age Santa Claus.
Ship Cadillac, rock, rock, rocket ship Santa, rock, rock, rocket ship Santa, rock, rock, rocket ship Santa, rock. Rocket ship Santa is the coolest of life, swinging on space station number 5. Old Christmas Eve heads to the North Pole, and he loads up his ship with a rock and roll. Is it a rock, rock, rocket ship Santa? Rocket ship Santa, rock, rock, rocket ship Santa, rock, 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 rock. Rocket ship Santa went straight to Mars, gave all them Martians electric guitar, made it to Pluto by Christmas Day, got a hot new stack of records to play.
ZKUW, your alternative voice in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, would like to wish you a very merry and safe holiday season.
An unidentified object has been spotted in orbit around the Earth. The Soviet Union denies it has launched any new space satellite. Our radar stations are tracking the spaceship or whatever it is. The U.S. Air Force has alerted all defense commands and retaliatory units. Stay tuned for further bulletin.
Prepare to land. We'll set down in that field near the lake.
Rocket silencer is set. Rotor rockets, number one and two, fire.
All this trouble over a fat little man in a red suit.
Here is another UFO bulletin. The Defense Department has just announced that the unidentified flying object has suddenly disappeared from our radar screen. They believe the object has either disintegrated in space, or it may be a spaceship from some other planet which has the ability to nullify our radar beams.
Fire retro rockets number 5 and 6.
Retro rockets 5 and 6, fire.
Lower landing legs.
Landing legs lowered.
The Defense Department believes that the object spotted on our radar screen might have been nothing more than a meteor which burned up when it entered our atmosphere. Professor Wernher von Green, our leading space expert, is still convinced it was a Martian spaceship. Stay tuned for further bulletins.
Billy, what does a Martian look like?
I don't know. Nobody's ever seen one.
I don't believe there are any Martians.
You don't, huh? What would you do if a Martian looked right up behind you?
I'd scream. Oh, stop,
ma'am. Billy, I'm fine.
I see a Martian.
Boy, you and your imagination. Come on, let's go home. Who are you?
We're from Mars. Don't be afraid. We have children just like you on Mars.
What are those funny things sticking out of your head?
Those are our antenna.
Are you a television set?
Stupid question. Is this what you want to do to our children on Mars? Turn them into nincompoops like these? Hold your tongue, Voldar. What's your name, little boy?
Billy. Billy Foster, sir. And this is my sister, Betty.
Well, perhaps you can help us, Billy. We're looking for one of your Santa Clauses.
It's only one Santa Claus.
We've seen many of them in your cities.
Oh, those are his helpers. It's only one real Santa Claus, and he's in his workshop up at the North Pole.
That's what we came here to find out. Let's go.
Come on, you two.
Let me go!
Where are you taking us?
Leave them alone, Voldar.
What? And leave them here to inform the authorities?
He's right, Kimar. We better take them along with us to the North Pole. Very well. Come along.
This morning, two children disappeared mysteriously from the vicinity of Welch Lake. The police have found no clues, and it seems as though Billy and Betty Foster have simply vanished into thin air. This appears to be a day when everything is vanishing into thin air. While local police are continuing their search for the missing children, the armed forces are continuing their search for the mysterious object from space.
Piercing, ear-scraping babble of howls and braying gibberish.
brought hope when we had lost hope. It has brought light into a world of darkness. All over the world, regardless of their religious beliefs, men have found a new faith by which to live. No, not a new faith, but an old one. Many of us had allowed ourselves to lose. A faith that is universal in men of all faiths. For while to us the words from Mars seem the very essence of the Christian doctrine, let us not forget that they are also the essence of all other religions. Christian, Mohammedan, Jewish, Buddhist. All are heeding the call to prayer, kneeling humbly in the search for divine guidance. I pray particularly that behind the Iron Curtain, where our eyes are not permitted to see, men will open their hearts to the message of peace and the promise that their rulers have so long denied. Today's message reads,
Santa is not coming!
Ye have denied God's word and worshipped false gods. Thy torment is the price of thine own sin.
Santa Claus! What is wrong with you?
Master Shake, you've been a naughty boy today.
Don't play with me, fat man.
Santa, did you get my letter?
Meet one. Why did you call me in the middle of July?
I want me some presents. I've been a good boy for the first quarter of this year and most of the second quarter.
It's the middle of f***ing July. I was sleeping.
Well, but
those faggoty elves don't even come in till September.
Okay, but, well, I want a unicorn with a horn and a banana seat and a banana suit, too. Give me that.
Well, I'll just waltz on down to the free present store. You think I have money to buy all that?
Ah, please, no.
No, not that kind of horn. Come on, use the hell.
Well, I didn't do it. You did it.
Oh.
So you won't have any coffee?
I'm getting there.
I'm sorry. He just woke me up, and it pisses me off.
Oh, that'll work. For now. But no telling what I'm gonna want later.
All right, stop. This is my shirt, and you are not abusing it properly.
Look out there, them. How's that grab you?
What is going on out here? Why, it's a big old happy Easter. Oh, God!
No Christmas!
The word had spread from town to town that Santa's sled had broken down and there would be no toys this Christmas day. When suddenly a cry was heard, up in the sky, is that a bird? And all the children shouted, hip hooray!
No Christmas!
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole.
No Christmas!
He said, those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole.
He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer Space Patrol.
Suppose we never make it again. There's nothing wrong with the transmitter. Atmospheric conditions won't explain it either. No matter how bad they are, we'd pick up something.
Would it really matter? We talk of their oldest civilization, and what have they given us? Nothing we couldn't have had all along.
All right, Billy and Betty. Nobody's here. Come on in. Now, I'm not supposed to bring you here. The chief's going to be awful mad if he finds us.
Boy, where are the kids at home finding I was in a real Martian spaceship?
No, don't touch anything. Now, here. That's the anti-gravity generator. And these are the retro rockets.
Does this light up?
Only when radar waves are bouncing off our ship. Then we put up this radar screen, then nobody can find us in space.
Now, back to a Bozo Christmas.
Approaching North Pole.
I can see Santa Claus' workshop.
I prepare for landing. Hargo, set the rocket silencers. Drabble, you stay aboard and guard those children. They must not leave the ship now.
Now or ever.
What do you mean, Voldar?
If we take them with us to Mars, Santa's disappearance will remain a mystery. No one on Earth will ever know. But Santa Claus was kidnapped by Martians.
No Christmas.
There won't be any Christmas.
No Christmas.
God, what is going on here? Did I not tell you to call me?
I got your number.
Oh, thank you, Frylock. If I survive, I'm gonna beat the f*** out of that little meatball.
Look, Santa, I am so sorry, but meanwhile, I just got a little carried away, that's
he
all.
He got a lot carried away. You know that remote control race car he wants? Oh, yeah, he's gonna get it. Far up his ass.
Whoa. Calm down now, Santa.
We might see if the reindeer like meat this year.
Now, please, now, Santa, you don't want to...
Get out of my way.
Don't try to get out.
Get out of my way.
Now, you need to rest and...
Oh, and you. You're his asswipe roommate, aren't you? Oh, if I go down, who will deliver the toys?
Toys? I don't know.
You have no idea how it works, do you? Don't even have a clue. You know what? Let me borrow your phone. I'm going to call the police.
No, I don't think so. You're not going to do that.
Is that a mirror? Yeah, bring that to me. How does my face look?
Well...
Like a monster.
No, you...
Oh, you're going to want to see me under the mistletoe.
No, you're okay. You're all right. As soon as you grow your beard back and your eyebrows.
I'm Horror Claus. Oh, God. Getting cold in here.
Uh-oh, you're going in the shower.
No, I'm not.
Me what? Get in here!
Yeah, take a look at what you've done to me!
Justin?
You need to fix this.
Oh, my goodness.
Why don't you just give him a big chocolate Easter bunny?
Yeah, that'll work.
I said, why don't you just give him a big chocolate?
Look, what am I supposed to do here with this? I know, you were asleep. He broke in.
Meatwad!
He flipped the switch, bad wiring, lights him on fire.
Don't listen to him.
No one knows he's down here, come on.
I don't like the way this t-shirt is making you act.
Oh, is that right? Oh, you got a mind to wrap me up?
No, Meatwad, nothing like that, please. Look, you got the t-shirt on, just do something, will you?
Okay, just let me concentrate here for a second. Oh, boy, a little unicycle!
Oh, man, looking good.
The elves kind of whipped it up for me at the last minute.
You'll be able to do this yourself next year.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be bouncing around in no time here, soccer claw. Santa Claus is what I said.
It's important that I don't leave this tent until the graft fully takes hold to my muscles. Because this is my skin now. Oh, God.
It's okay, Santa. Just take your time.
Okay.
And remember, we do have a lot of houses to go through, so whenever you're ready...
Oh, yeah. I can't see too well with the soccer ball lids.
Take it easy, it's okay.
But I think that this is Jeffy's place, and if I remember correctly, he was a wooden train.
Great. Did you hear that, Meatwad?
Yep, here it is. His very own wooden brain.
Train, you idiot, train!
Don't you talk ugly to me. I mean, I send it to the moon with my magic shirt.
Yeah, I know, Master.
Jeffy's just gonna have to bite the bullet on this one, because it has been a long night, and we ain't even done the eastern seaboard yet.
Just give it to him. He's not a bright child.
Can I ask you a question, Master? You said we would be trading off at some point. Is that close?
We gonna finish up America, then we do Europe, then you knock out the Middle East yourself.
You!
Cry me a river, bitch.
Be any presents, and without any presents, there won't be any Christmas.
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Perhaps you're right. Trapper.
Yes, sir.
Get back to those children and don't let them out of your sight. Understand?
Yes, sir, I understand. I'll keep an eye.
We've landed. Secure the ship.
As an unsuspecting world prepares to celebrate that happiest of holidays, Christmas, a powerful nuclear submarine running silent and deep under the massive polar ice cap makes its way north to a spot directly below the only inhabited region in an otherwise desolate world of ice and snow.
Navigational bearings readout, computer.
Navigational bearings readout, latitude 90.0 degrees north, longitude 0 degrees.
Excellent. Engine room, all engines stop.
All engines stop.
Proceed with drilling operation.
Drilling operation proceeding.
A powerful laser drill operating through the conning tower cuts a hole straight up through the ice, through which the captain climbs and steps out into the snow-covered streets of the tiny sleeping village above. Making his way unerringly to the home of the white-bearded patriarch of the community, he bursts in the door, gun in hand.
You there! Get up! Get up!
What time is it?
Never mind! Get up and get dressed! You're coming with me!
But where? It isn't time to ride in the reindeer.
No questions! Move!
Silently, they walk back to the hole in the ice and down into the waiting sub. The captain wastes no time.
All engines, full speed ahead.
All engines, full speed ahead.
And like a gray black ghost, her massive engines purring softly in the murky depths, the powerful sub sails silently south with its precious cargo. The next morning, the international airways are crackling with reports of an event of cataclysmic import. From the Soviet Union, we hear...
This is Radio Moscow. It is with the deepest regret that we announce that our beloved grandfather Frost is lost. The implications of this catastrophe transcend all ideological and national barriers.
In France, a weeping announcer can barely get the words out.
The unthinkable, the unspeakable, the unbelievable has happened. Papa Noel has disappeared. Il est perdu, lost, gone, vanished.
This is the voice of Vienna. St. Nicholas is missing. It is rumored that he fell through a hole in the ice and possibly drowned.
And from America, an incredulous newsman with a typically American response.
Santa Claus gone? Impossible.
In the UN building in New York, an emergency executive meeting of the Security Council is called into session.
The devastating effect of this event on the children of the world on this day before Christmas could be a tragedy beyond measure. I propose, therefore, that an international investigating commission be sent to the North Pole immediately. Santa Claus must ride again.
But on a supposedly deserted island in the Pacific, an old enemy of Wonder Woman gloats over the success of her plan.
Well done, von Richter.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Once before I had a plan. A plan that failed only because of Wonder Woman. But phase one of my new master plan has now been completed. And this time I shall not fail.
You will not fail, Your Majesty.
For I am Brunhilde, mighty Teutonic goddess, returned from Valhalla on a sacred mission. And no one, not even Wonder Woman, shall stand in my way.
Meanwhile, on sunny Paradise Isle, her ancestral home and legendary home of the Amazons, Wonder Woman walks along the beach with her mother, Queen Hippolyte, unaware of the turmoil raging in the outside world at that moment.
Oh, Mother, it's been so wonderful to be home, free of the troubles and worries of the world of ordinary humans, if only for a little while.
To take the cares of that world on your shoulders was your own choice, Diana. And now there is no turning back for you. You must return. It is the law of the gods.
And as Wonder Woman flies back to America in her invisible plane, far above in the realm of the gods, Aphrodite, goddess of love, listens to a boastful god of war, the mighty Mars.
And there you have it, my dear Aphrodite. All the elements of this little play are in place. All the actors on stage. Once again, my powers and yours face each other in the classic confrontation about to take place down there in the world of humans.
Good against evil, love against hate, light against darkness.
Platitudes, nothing but empty platitudes. War is the natural human condition, the only reality. Peace is an illusion, refuge of the weak. Only the strong deserve to survive.
And so once again you plan to set the world afire.
And you must admit, my emissary is efficient, her plan ingenious, and her timing a masterpiece.
To bring war at the time of year celebrated as a time of peace on earth and goodwill toward man, this is indeed cruelty unworthy even of the god of war.
Forever moralizing. Such an exercise in futility.
But your plan will fail, for there is on earth a champion of the forces of love who has foiled your plans before and will do it again. Wonder Woman.
We shall see. We shall see. But now, let the play go on.
And back on Earth, in the children's ward of a hospital in Washington, D.C.
Wonder Woman, you kept your promise. I got here as soon as I could.
The children have been very depressed over Santa's disappearance. Everyone knows about it.
Poor things. I just heard the news myself. I'll do my best to cheer them up.
And as Wonder Woman moves from bed to bed, the sad little faces light up at the sight of their famous visitor.
Are you really Wonder Woman?
Yes, I am. What's your name?
I'm Susie.
Susie. What a nice name. And what would you like Santa to bring you tonight?
A doll and a teddy bear.
Okay, Susie. I'll see that Santa gets the message.
Wonder Woman?
Yes?
Will you help find Santa so that he can ride tonight?
Don't worry, Susie. I'll do my best. And what's your name, young man?
I'm Johnny. Johnny Appleton.
And what would you like for Christmas, Johnny?
A baseball and a baseball glove and a bat.
A ball, a glove, and a bat?
Yeah, because someday I'm going to walk again and run and play with the other kids and everything.
That's wonderful, Johnny. And I promise you, your name will be at the top of Santa's list.
But what if you can't find Santa?
We'll find him. You'll see.
Her name is Beth.